Viva Palestine aid convoys crossing the Algerian territory after traveling through some other countries on the way. The aid convoy arrived last night at the coastal city of Tipaza, about 100 kilometers west of Algiers, after a long and tiresome journey. But the convoy members are showing a deal of courage and enthusiasm due to their noble mission.
The journey into Algeria was long and very hard and difficult, and people were driving for many hours, but we were really uplifted and re-energized by the ordinary Algerian people who came out to meet us, to give us their salams. They lined the streets of every village and town and hamlet.
The journey has had its ups and downs. Of course, it's very difficult logistically to organise this with 100 vehicles. We're going across borders which, like the Moroccan-Algerian border, which haven't been opened for a significant length of time. But on the whole, the people who are part of the convoy have dealt with the situation very well.
The convoy was organised by a UK-based umbrella named Viva Palestina and comprises 99 vehicles, including 12 ambulances carrying medicine, clothes, blankets and other foodstuffs. But the organisers say the load is not sufficient.
It's not enough. We need these convoys coming from all countries. And if convoys come from all countries to Rafah, there is no more siege. The siege is broken. And this is what the Palestinian people need.
After arresting Tipaza, the convoy will move to the eastern provinces en route to Gaza, the final stage of this British humanitarian convoy.
All members of the Viva Palestina convoy are running against the clock to reach Gaza and bring help to the besieged people there. Salim Rouh for Press TV from Tipaza province, Algeria.